capacity.
Yeah. No, I had made a promise that I would visit EG and Asha Memorial Hospital, but in a positive way, because this hospital last year, 2017, did not have a significant number of comm service healthcare professionals. So this year I was monitoring that, and I saw that there was an increasing number of healthcare professionals who are here, who are COMSERV. So I came, one, to actually congratulate the process that has allowed us to have so many COMSERV, but number two, to commend them for making a decision to come and support such a hospital that is in a far-flung areas. These are youngsters, some of them who are not really willing to come to these hospitals, but for them to really make an effort to be here is something commendable. Having done a ward round in this hospital in all wards, I'm really excited about the progress that this hospital has made. By the way, this hospital is among the hospitals who are doing exceptionally very well on issues of maternal outcomes. They are also having challenges, however, regarding being at the border of the Eastern Cape, and therefore so many other patients who then come over, which then pose a challenge of being able to trace them, follow up, especially patients who are on treatment for TB, for ARVs, and follow up on patients who have had delivered, here. So, but all in all, I'll spend 2 days here in this hospital, seeing and supporting and assisting the hospital, because again, it is really short of other healthcare professionals, including doctors.
Mm-hmm. Okay.